This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Thursday. Hi, Yuzi. You're back.
How do you feel? Really good?
Really good.
Good. What?
You're hot.
Well,
she's still...
maybe take the parka off.
No.
She okay. said she had that. She put the parka on yesterday and just was like so sick. She was all bundled. She never took it off all day. Was it like a throw up thing?
Well, don't ask her that because then she's. What if it's diarrhea and then she's going to have to tell us?
Well,
she was on the toilet all day.
That's okay. I mean,
is it?
You know, don't we want to know?
No.
What our friend went through.
Yeah, nothing you want to talk about when you're sick.
Just generalized ugliness.
Yeah.
All the things no one wants.
I woke up the night before, like around 10 o'clock, and just like, oh my God. And then I never really got back to sleep.
Oh.
And I kept thinking, okay, it'll be better. Finally, I was just like, I went into John's room, got in his bed. I'm sick.
He's all, great, welcome to my room.
Right. I'm like, oh, I can't even...
He went off to work, though.
He goes, just call in sick. I go, no, I hate calling. He goes, I know, you never call in sick. I'm like, I don't.
It just sucks calling in sick because it's like such a thing,
it
you
is.
Know?
I feel so guilty. But then after I talked to you guys, and I swear, your email, the last email you sent me was, go back to bed. And I actually felt like, oh, okay.
Permission to go back to bed, Brandon.
It was really permission to go back to bed. So I just put my phone. It was on silent. And there were so many, by the time I woke up around 8:30 or whatever, there was like 20 texts. And I didn't hear a single one of them.
So just, nice.
It was nice. And so I just laid in bed and then I got up and then I made some soup. And that was pretty much my day.
Poor thing. She sat around in her cozy jacket.
Well, aww. You know, I still had to take Ella out, so.
Oh, right. So oh, God.
That's
the thing about having a dog, man. There's no not taking them out.
Yeah,
you can't take the day off from that.
At one point, it was raining, and I'm like, come on.
Get
and
her
thank
a litter
God
box.
This jacket has a hoodie.
Oh.
So there I am walking with her, like, thinking, do I need to put her jacket on, too? No, forget her. She's a dog. I don't care.
I don't even care. Oh, well, I'm glad you feel better.
Yeah,
it sucks being sick.
Yeah.
Glad you got a little.
Glad today's Thursday.
I know. I was saying this has been a super fast week.
You're crazy.
Oh, been a long week
I guess
week for you?
We're having a totally different
I have had stuff
week
every
experience.
Day this week after work.
That makes the week go by for me.
What did you have after work that you blocked Human in the other day?
Oh, yeah.
What
were
you doing? I had a meeting. And you know what's weird is I actually forgot. So completely that it's a new parking spot for me.
Right.
And I didn't even think. I mean, it wasn't even like, I'll be back in time. I just didn't even think.
Right.
It didn't. When I looked at my phone, I went, oh, my God.
20 emails from home going, I need to go to my massage,
yeah,
bro.
No, it wasn't. It just was. I truly went completely from no idea to, oh, crap. This whole thing's been happening behind the scenes. And I didn't know at all. Because, you know, I hadn't looked at my phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when I got back there, I told him I'm sorry 10 times.
I know.
That's all I can do.
He said that too. He said, you know, you stopped him in the hall to tell him you were sorry. And you,
no,
you
I know.
What
sucks.
Are you going to do? Right.
I didn't mean to, and I didn't know I'd done that. And as soon as I saw that I did, I was like, I'm on my way. I'm so sorry.
Jason, well, the producer for Fernando and Greg and I used to share a slot, and I did that to him once, too. I took off. I just didn't even think about it. I took off, went to some lunch or something, looked at my phone afterward, and I'm like, oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. Hello. Hello.
Hello. Sarah, seriously.
Yeah.
Sarah.
It's a bummer.
Oh, you can't even believe it.
Oh, I believe it. One time I was parked in, and a reporter blocked me in. And she had to go to something in the North Bay.
No.
To something that went down. And I was like, oh. like, oh, do we call a tow truck to move her out of the way?
What did you wind up doing?
I think I ended up leaving my car here.
Yeah, I mean, at some point
I ended
you
up
just
leaving
go,
my car here for the night and took a taxi home. That was like before Uber was a thing.
Right.
And I had to take, you know, paid $100 to take a taxi home.
Yeah. And then you have to get yourself here somehow
in the
next
morning,
day.
Exactly. Right. And then John has to bring me in the morning. And, you know, it's not her fault. There she was running out. You don't want to blame the person, but come on!
Speaking of that spot, I got my first note yesterday from, I'm assuming, one of the new game employees.
Uh-huh.
I'm really sorry about scratching your car. Here's my number.
Oh, no.
I was like, ah,
what kind of car is it?
You mean who scratched me?
Yeah.
I don't know. I have to guess it's the one next to Hooman, which is a gigantic Ford. What are those called? Flex?
Oh.
It's huge.
Well, the guy that we thought was parking down there, who's on the morning show, he was like, I'm not even trying to park in that garage. So I see him in the mornings parking his big-ass truck.
Well,
outside.
Well, the girl didn't park there today, but he'd been parking there every day for a while, so he must have just changed his mind.
Some other dude.
The one that's in the outer spot is that girl. Is her name Anne?
That's the one.
Yeah, that's a woman who works downstairs.
Oh, and she drives the...
I asked when we got down, we met all the guys from the game. I'm like, all right, who has the giant thing in slot 17?
That's who it is.
And was it her?
It was her.
Okay, so Anne's the one who left me the note.
Okay. Oh, well. She's really nice. They're in a big party today if you want to go down and say
I don't,
hi.
Actually.
Oh, what time?
After the show, actually all day, because they're celebrating
the March Madness.
March Madness.
Because it actually starts today.
And all the TVs are going to be up, and it's an all-day thing.
Oh,
I think
fun.
The party starts at 9
oh, great.
A.m.
Yeah, we should go down there and just say, I liked those guys.
They're very
super
sweet.
Nice, yeah.
Yeah. So what was the meeting for?
Nothing I want to say on air.
Oh.
But I do, I've had things every day this week, and today I have the dentist. And so
to me, when
I have
stuff
dragging,
God, I feel like when I have stuff every single day, that's when then the next thing you know, it's time for bed and I'm up for the next day. Like I feel the same way. Like I've had all this stuff this week and here it is already Thursday. Today's my first like kind of clear day.
Mm. Yeah, clear.
Although I do have some work to do at home.
The yard.
Yes.
We saw Sarah's new naked room yesterday, which we were
that's
all it, like,
what does that mean?
Not
that
my new
so
naked
fun.
Room.
It's not well lit enough. We you know, all the boys.
It's so funny because it's like the whole idea is that I have is so different from like I took the guest room in our house and I said, John, you can have a workout room. So John he put like a padded floor, you know, one of those locked together pads for the room. And we're going to get an elliptical, which I'm hoping that I'll want to use it. In fact, Vinny.
Just put a TV in there.
There is a TV in there.
Uh-huh.
And I set it all up so that all my shows that I watch every day are recorded in there. So the hour that I would normally spend on my ass on the couch or more, I'll spend on the elliptical. But so Vinny was saying that one of the things he likes about his Apple Watch is that it tracks all his, you know, even if he's running on the treadmill or whatever, like he didn't expect to like it so much,
uh-huh.
But it tracks all this stuff. And so he has an old one that he handed me this morning. So he's going to show me how I have to download something or do whatever with it. But yeah, I'm actually kind of excited to check it out. So
at
I told
most,
them.
At its most simple, the watch will track on this little, whatever that Circles app is. What is the Circles app, Bryn? Oh. Activity app is what it's called. So at its simplest state, you don't have to do anything. Just do your thing wearing the watch and the activity will just monitor you. Okay?
Does it give you, goals based on your own?
No, you set your own goals.
There's a basic goal it comes with, and you can kind of bump it up.
Well,
but really, you can only bump it up a little bit. You can't change the green circle, right?
Can't you?
No, I don't think you can. I've tried.
That's the exercise goal,
yeah,
right?
The exercise one. But I also, that watch, just like the one I'm wearing, is the Nike edition of the watch, which comes with an app on it, which will track, for example... If you do the elliptical,
yes.
you would put on the Nike app, and it'll tell you how many miles you've done.
Like on
literally,
elliptical.
Yeah. So you, even though you're not moving,
right?
It'll tell you.
I'm here. I'm here.
You've done this
so I'm
many
still
miles.
Here.
You've
I'm
climbed
still here.
This many stairs. You've done this many steps. A little more detailed version of your exercise.
Nice.
And it sounds like I don't need that. But once you start seeing it, you go, that's pretty cool.
It's funny because I told John that you had this watch. I go, oh, yeah, so Vinny's going to lend me his watch, and I'm going to, you know,
well,
try that.
For... You can have it, and if you don't want it, you can give it to John.
Oh, well, he was saying, because he's been reading about it, and it's so funny. Thank you, by the way. I you don't have to give it to me. I can. I mean, it looks like very expensive. It, I mean, even the strap is nice. You made it sound like the strap was janky yesterday. I'm like, this looks really nice.
Well, I was thinking color-wise, it's a little dark. You know, maybe you'd want to go... lighter, but anyway, go ahead.
So John was saying that I said, oh, so Vinny has this watch that he's going to show me how to use it. And he goes, oh my God, that's so crazy. He goes, I was just reading about the new.
He'd love it.
iWatch, because it has its own, you signed it up for its own service, right? You
yes.
were saying? He goes, yeah, that sounds great. And he was he starts telling me all these things about it. I'm like, oh my God. But John's the guy who study something for a year before he ever decides he's going to buy it.
Here's one of the things, and this isn't an ad for Apple.
No,
I'm not trying
swear
to
God,
do that.
We're certainly not being paid for that.
I didn't want it to, I really don't want or need text messages on my wrist. I don't, right. There's nothing coming through that's important enough for that. But what I found as I used the
unless
thing,
it's the baby's coming.
Oh, that's the one you want.
But anyway, what I realized though was, maybe I do want that if I can leave my phone behind. And I started to think about it going, you know what? I don't want to take call, but I don't take calls anyway. But I do get texts. So I decided to get the one that's actually hooked up to service. And at Disneyland, I left my phone behind.
Oh, man, that's so great.
And I could get my text without even thinking about it.
So if you have a little Bluetooth headset hooked up to it, can you also listen to your music? Or
yeah.
So
right
it,
off your
it'll
wrist.
Hold music.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it, oh, that's incredible.
Wow. That is
I didn't do that, and I'm not going to. But
that would be
could.
Great for, like, if you're running or something, to not have to have that armband or have that, you know, your phone slapping in your pocket.
Yeah. So I did that and realized, well, I have unlimited data. What's the difference?
Right.
Just get the thing on the plan.
Right.
Done.
Oh, man.
So that's why I have that one sitting there, is because I decided I wanted to use the one with service. And which that doesn't have.
Right.
So
it's exciting, though.
Use it for a few minutes, see if you like it, and then you can upgrade.
Yeah. So I told them yesterday, you know, that if we're going to have this thing in the house.
The elliptical.
The elliptical, like a little workout room, whatever. Because even Xfinity has, you know, 20-minute yoga programs. And, you know, I mean, who knows? Maybe I'll actually do it.
Well, so they and forget about Xfinity. YouTube has all this stuff, too. You can find all kind of people. Like, you might find your new trainer on YouTube that
just
you go
check out that guy every
this
day.
This chick or this guy is great, and I just want to follow them and do what they do.
So true. There's so many things you can do now. So anyway.
So they made it into the naked room.
Yeah.
The boys.
Well, so I said, what I might do, because I don't want to have to, you know, all of a sudden, the great thing about having a gym at your house is that you don't have to go out to a gym and get changed. I go out, I just take off my clothes and do my workout, and then I can, then I'll hop in the shower real quick and just put on front. Like, I won't be generating piles and piles of laundry.
Sure.
So, of course, they can't just go, oh, great idea, Sarah, and move on. It's got to be this whole thing where now, like, now, you know, the Fabio music is going and...
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
Right. Because you've never met a man before. You have no idea that nudity is going to cause us distraction.
You're right.
Chick working out.
I don't know what I was thinking about.
To you. News flash.
News flash.
Breaking news.
Oh, right. I didn't even think of that.
What did he say?
He said stuff bouncing. Oh. But I'm thinking on the elliptical, there's probably not all that much bouncing.
Let me tell you, I
there
can't
is.
Speak for everybody. And as some of the texters will tell me, don't speak for other men. I'll speak for myself. I have watched naked women on ellipticals online.
Oh.
I absolutely have watched. I have watched naked yoga.
Oh.
I have watched naked exercise. It's absolutely awesome.
It's a thing.
It's a thing.
I can't say that I haven't.
Right. I'm going to go ahead and just wear clothes then. I think that'll be safer for all of us.
Yeah.
Different leg kicks. Well, it's so funny because different stretching.
They immediately go, he's like, oh, John will be go. I'm like, oh, yeah. Like, I don't know why that just didn't occur to me at all. I'm like, oh, that'll be so much easier for me.
Here's what occurs to Sarah. She goes, and then, yeah, I guess John could do it naked too. I'm like, you don't even get it still.
Right.
You're never going to get any exercise done because he's going to keep trying to bone you.
I'm good at fighting him off. Uh-huh. Don't worry. I have years of experience fighting John.
Well, he's going to start a new video campaign. Either way, you're going to find a hidden video camera.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
Don't be silly. He can see me naked anytime he wants. He doesn't need to sneak a video.
You never see? Know. You
Stop
never it. Know,
Sarah. Never do know.
So anyway, so yesterday, you know, the room's all set. We rolled some of put the ball in there. We have one of those balls, that Hooman has, that Hooman's always rolling all over. And so I was like, oh, and I took a little picture of it and I sent it to these guys because I told them about it yesterday. Yeah. And then, of course, immediately I'm reminded of the whole, like, I didn't say anything about it. Here's the room I'm going to be naked in. But that's, Vinny's like, the lighting's bad. You need better lighting.
You need more lights.
Mirrors.
Oh, my God. Actually, I think we should probably get mirrors in there, right, if we're going to do.
Yeah, like a wall of mirrors, maybe.
That sounds pricey.
You could live without the mirrors.
Well, don't you want that when you're doing yoga? Because like, you make sure that you're in the right position or
whatever?
Well,
that's up to you, but I'm saying you can live without it.
Yeah.
You don't need them.
Right. I'm going to be looking at the TV.
But I think that's great. There are so many workout programs, and I even know, I have friends who do them.
Oh, funny.
I'm surprised Susan doesn't do that. Your friend, the yoga lady.
Right. She should do that. Actually, there's no reason. Oh, man, you should tell her to do that. She could actually tape her class every day.
I have one of my good friends is a yoga lady, and she's currently right now filming yoga. I don't know what she shows.
Right.
Which
classes.
Which people will be able to watch at home. And each person, haven't seen hers yet because she's just making them, but each person is like, they use their own music.
Right.
I don't know how legal that is, but you know, I mean, all the different stuff. They make them. So you might go, I don't like this one, but this one.
Yeah, I like this workout.
Fits perfect.
It's a nice one.
Yeah.
Well, I think they don't really notice that you're using other people's music until you get enough people watching you that it becomes a problem.
Suddenly you have a licensing fee.
Because I was thinking she rocks out all kinds of great music during her yoga classes, so I wonder if she'd have to blank the audio track and, you know, go online and buy a music bed, license a music bed from somebody to...
On the other hand, you know, corporations worry about it, like ours, because they have money to be sued for.
Right.
The average yoga person's like, what are you going to take from me?
Right. Here's a mat.
I ain't got nothing, dude.
Got some nice Lululemon stuff.
Yeah, I got yoga pants.
Yeah. So anyways, that's...
Rip it up.
That's happening.
Get out there and rip it up, Sarah. We're into it.
Well, I'm excited. Thank you for the watch.
You'll like it.
I'm super excited to try it out. I thought that you were saying that something water happened to this one, but it seems perfect. It looks brand new.
No, I have... that's not my first one of those.
Oh, the first one is the one that got...
You really do, if you're going to get it underwater, have to twist out the water from the speaker. Or the thing starts to get super janky.
Oh, you were saying there's some method of.
Yeah, you gotta. I'll show that to you too, but you're not gonna.
It'll walk you through it.
Not going in the water.
Turn the crown right now in this direction.
Beep, 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 beep. And then shows an explosion like it's released the water now.
It's actually kind of fun.
Yeah.
Oh. Boy, they thought of everything.
Yeah. No, it's pretty good.
All right, let's. I guess we're a couple minutes away from the word, so we'll get a song in here and then we'll do that. KLSC, KLSC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.